Welcome back, Ray Hadley Morning Show on this Tuesday. Mark Levy in the chair this week. I want to take you straight down to Melbourne because protesters have started gathering outside the CFMEU headquarters to continue their demonstration against mandatory vaccination and the two-week shutdown of the construction industry, which was announced yesterday. Anti-vax telegram groups with more than 8,000 members encouraged everyone to bring friends and family in support, and the rally will continue until demands are met. This protest, by the looks of the vision I'm getting from Sky News, is underway. Christine Ahern from Nine News is there. She joins me on the line. Christine, good morning.
Mark, good morning.
Paint a picture for me. Tell our listeners what you're seeing at the moment. Obviously a heavy police presence, and it's off the back of what we saw yesterday.
That's right, Mark. It was about 9:30 when a busload of police turned up. This protest planned for 10 a.m. I'll just paint the scene at the moment. There's a hundred or so workers that are on one side of Elizabeth Street. And if I just turn around, there are dozens of police just directly outside the CFMEU headquarters. So what we have at the moment is a standoff. What these protesters are going to do, we don't know. They're just gathering together at the moment. Certainly they've been chanting, yelling things out, but we don't know if they are actually once again going to make their way to the CFMEU headquarters. We certainly did here have very angry, violent scenes here yesterday, unprecedented, as they attempted to storm the building. They even turned on leader John Setka, throwing bottles and crates at him when he tried to address the crowd. Just as I'm speaking to you, Mark, they're now walking, seem to be stopping in the middle of the intersection. So they're now stopping in the middle of this major intersection, Elizabeth Street and Victoria Street, just outside Queen Victoria Market. And you might be able to hear now more tradies are joining in. So it is a little bit tense at the moment, but I have to say they don't look like they are making their way towards the police. But I've just turned around and the police are now making their way towards them. So we'll have to now wait and see what Victoria Police's next move is.
Christine, I don't know whether you've spoken to any of these protesters, but there are claims from the former opposition leader, Bill Shorten, who's hit out at the violent mob, saying they're right-wing extremists and they weaponised the lockdown. There's a network of hard-right man-baby Nazis, as he put it, people who just want to cause trouble. These man-babies, he said on the Today Show this morning. Have you spoken to them? Are they right-wing extremists or are they just tradies unhappy about mandatory vaccinations?
Look, I've tried to speak to a couple of them this morning, but it's fair to say they're fairly hostile towards the media. But look, there's no doubt that there are some CFMEU members in here, and certainly the union admitted that, of course, there are some union members in here. However, they say that the troublemakers are actually the professional protesters and, in their words, neo-Nazis. So, I mean, you know, who the actual troublemakers are, who decided to throw those projectiles yesterday, that's now a job for Victoria Police. But just in front of me, it's hard to distinguish. I certainly see tradies with CFMEU on the front of their shirts. And now they're just gathering again and starting to chant as police are holding the line. But you might be able to hear that in the background. Things are just starting to fire up again as they stop the intersection between Victoria Street and Elizabeth.
Job well done, Christine. As always, if things start escalating, we might come back to you if you're not busy with other commitments. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mark.
That's Christine Ahern, brilliant reporter at Nine News, painting a picture off the back of what we saw yesterday on the streets of Melbourne. Just crazy, crazy stuff. And while there might be some troublemakers in and amongst them, to me, they look like tradies who are anti-vaxxers. They don't want mandatory vaccinations. This is an industry, like I said at the top of the program, where in Sydney, when it was shut down, they fought to have it reopened. Ray was quite vocal in support of the construction industry. What do we now make of a construction industry in Melbourne that's been shut down because protesters turned up outside the CFMEU headquarters and demanded the industry be shut down? I wonder how many of their colleagues across Victoria are sitting at home today infuriated by this group of troublemakers and this small group of anti-vaxxers, this noisy minority who have taken things into their own hands and want the whole thing shut down. You know what that means? No income. Not being able to pay your bills. Not being able to put food on the table for your families. It just seems to me pointless. 131873 to have your say. 2gb.com, 4bc.com.au. We'll keep an eye on the vision coming through from Melbourne. It's obviously a big story.